Grace
and Sophia,
or as the French say, bonjour.
We're here today with Miss Stahl.
Hello.
And we're going to do a podcast on The Invention of Hugo Cabret by Brian Selznick.
Excellent.
Yep.
Good work, girls. Whew, you guys know how to make an introduction.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies, tell us, go ahead and get started since you are on a roll. I don't want to stop you. What is The Invention of Hugo Cabret all about?
It's about a boy named Hugo.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived with his uncle because his dad died in a fire.
Oh.
Yeah, but all of a sudden his uncle disappears. And later in the book you find out what happens to him. But I'm not going to spoil that part.
Okay.
So anyways, he has no place to live. He doesn't want to stay with his in this lonely house with his uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So he finds a place. It is the clock keeper's apartment, which was actually his uncle. So he stays in his uncle's apartment.
Whoa.
And his uncle, they did not find out that he is missing. So Hugo has to run the clocks, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets all these paychecks, but he doesn't know how to, like, turn them into money.
Oh, okay.
And then Hugo can't have the station inspector know that he is living by himself, or else he will be sent away to an orphanage.
Yes, and he wants this toy at the toy shop.
It's a blue wind-up mouse.
Okay.
Yes. So he tries to get it, but
That didn't go so well.
The toy shopkeeper, he was not happy.
Not happy?
No.
Because he tried to, sort of steal it.
Oh, that's never a good thing.
Yep,
nope. Tell me a little bit about how this book is told.
It's told by, there is Hugo talking, and there's the narrator.
Mm-hmm.
And then parts of the book is actually told by pictures.
Oh.
Yeah, most of it's pictures.
Yes.
Is
that why it won the Caldecott one year?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. Sweet. Girls, why did you choose to read this book?
Because our teacher said it's a really good book, and teachers are never wrong.
Wow.
Never wrong.
Teachers are never wrong. You know that's on recording now, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Teachers are never wrong.
Yep.
Make sure your teacher hears this.
Always listen to your teachers.
Girls, why did you like this book?
Because it was very emotional.
Super emotional.
Mm. Super emotional.
What is emotional?
Has happened.
A lot of stuff is going on.
And Hugo kind of meets this girl named Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of seems like he has a crush on her at first, but he really doesn't.
And at the end of the book, he gets to move in with Isabel. And
so technically they're brother and sister now.
Gotcha.
Well, technically. But Isabel,
yes,
her parents died in a car crash.
Yes.
Oh.
So she
her
godfather.
Father and godmother.
Mm-hmm.
But her godfather is the toy
person.
Oh, the toy shop owner?
Yes.
But he is also very famous.
Oh.
Yes.
He made a bunch of movies.
Gotcha.
He disappeared after
he was forced to sell all of his films, and they made them into boot heels.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, they think that he died after World War I, I think.
Okay.
And then Hugo and Isabel go tell someone that he is still alive, and they don't tell. So they're going to come over to Isabel's house, and she's not going to tell her godmother.
Okay.
And she doesn't really like surprises.
Yeah.
So whenever they come, her godmother is just like, who are these people?
And the toy keeper, he steals Hugo's father's notebook
because
he finds this auditorium or this.
It's like a mechanical man.
Oh.
He finds this up in the attic. And guess who the mechanical man belongs to?
Who?
The toy keeper.
Get out of town.
Yes. It all comes
right
together.
Out of town. It all comes together.
Yes.
Girls.
There's a certain key to wind it up. And the...
Oh, don't careful about endings.
Yes, yes. Anyways.
Read the book.
Yes.
To find that out.
Read the book.
Girls, let's do... Why should let people read this book?
It's just good. I can't even... So good, you can't even explain
it. Can't even explain it. And if you could ask Brian Selznick something, what would you ask him?
How did you come up with this book?
Yes. Yeah, it's true.
We need to keep making them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I know, right? It's all good.
We need a whole bookshelf of them.
A whole bookshelf. Well, his books take up a lot of room as it is. Yeah, so, yes, you know, we already kind of are filling bookshelves with them.
Yep, they're like 5 inches.
It's good. It's awesome. All right, girls, anything else?
No, and we will sign off by saying
happy reading!